Hey folks, the Earthlings, welcome to Decoding the Earth, the podcast where we dig deep into the layers of our planet to uncover the fascinating stories beneath our feet, and sometimes even above our heads. I'm your host, Raihan Ghani, a geologist and professor here to bring the rocks to life. Each episode, we'll explore how geology shapes us by shaping the world around us. Ready to decode the Earth? Let's rock.
Today, we are exploring a topic that is as rich in flavor as it is in geology, Kentucky bourbon, and the limestone that makes it exceptional. So pour yourself a glass if you are of age, of course. Sit back and let's unravel the geological secrets behind the bluegrass state's signature spirit. Bourbon is more than just a type of whiskey. It's a distinctly American creation with deep roots in Kentucky. By legal definition, bourbon must be made from at least 51% corn, aged in new charred oak barrels and produced in the United States. While it doesn't have to be made in Kentucky, there is a reason 95% of the world's bourbon comes from the bluegrass state. And that reason lies beneath the surface, literally. Kentucky's landscape is dominated by limestone, a type of sedimentary rock rich in calcium carbonate. This limestone dates back hundreds of millions of years to when a shallow sea covered the region, slowly depositing marine sediments that would eventually harden into the limestone we see today. The same geological history also gave rise to one of Kentucky's most famous natural wonders, Mammoth Cave, the largest cave system in the world. But beyond shaping underground labyrinths, this ancient rock plays a crucial role in something else Kentucky is famous for, bourbon. So how exactly does limestone influence the making of this beloved spirit? Imagine rainwater falling over Kentucky's rolling hills, seeping deep into ancient limestone bedrock. As it percolates through, something remarkable happens: nature's own filtration process. This limestone acts like a giant natural Brita filter, stripping away unwanted impurities, particularly iron. Why does that matter? Well, if iron were present, it could react with the barrels, turning the whiskey black and creating harsh, bitter flavors. Definitely not what a master distiller wants. But limestone doesn't just remove the bad, it adds the good. It enriches the water with calcium and magnesium, minerals that play a crucial role in fermentation. The slightly higher pH of limestone water creates an environment where yeast thrives, fueling the fermentation process that turns grain into liquid gold we know as bourbon. This so-called sweet limestone water helps create bourbon's signature smoothness, making it the perfect foundation for world-class whiskey. No wonder many Kentucky distillers are strategically located near limestone springs, tapping into this pristine water source. The geology doesn't just stop at water. The soil derived from limestone is fertile and rich in nutrients, making it perfect for growing corn, the primary grain in bourbon. This creates a unique grain-to-glass relationship where the local geology influences every step of the bourbon making process, from the crops in the field to the spirit in your glass. As we look into the future, the bourbon industry faces challenges such as environmental and climate changes and resource sustainability. Efforts to preserve natural resources, including the limestone aquifers and white oak forests, essential for barrel making, are crucial for the continued success of this storied industry. So, the next time you savor a glass of Kentucky bourbon, remember, You are not just tasting the craftsmanship of the distillers, but also the ancient geological history of the region. From limestone filtered water to fertile soils, Kentucky's unique geology is the unsung hero behind every bottle. Keep your curiosity alive and your spirits high. Cheers!
Thanks for joining me on Decoding the Earth. Next time, we'll uncover another fascinating topic. Until then, keep your feet on the ground and your eyes on the rocks. You never know what you might discover. Wishing you a happy Earth. A special thanks to Professor and Geologist Nahid Goni for directing and producing this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all things geology. See you next time on Decoding the Earth.